You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, we're talking Braves baseball on MLB.com Extras. Tim McMaster along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, games underway, actually about a week's worth of them for the Braves. And some good things. We've seen some good things from this team. We're seeing guys coming back from injuries. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk a little bit about life on the road. We're talking to all our writers here at MLB.com about some fun stuff that they've dealt with on the road over the years traveling with their respective teams. But let's start with some recent games. And just Thursday, Bartolo Colon got on the mound for the second time already this spring, which is more than a lot of pitchers, partially because he may still see action in the World Baseball Classic. But Colon has looked good so far, Mark.
Yeah, no doubt. He has gone through the motions, got his work in, however those veterans say it. But, yeah, he certainly looks good. Talked to Don Sutton about him a little bit today. He said he's one of his favorite pitchers, and just because the guy, you know, simply understands the art of pitching. You know, we all know how he's evolved over the last 20 years. And, you know, not only is he, you know, has he gotten maybe the results or you know, he's gone through his work like he wanted to here for the first couple games, but he's had an impact on some of the young pitchers. You know, you talk to a lot of them, and any of them that's been in his group, you know, they seem to mention that early when you ask them, you know, what's been the coolest thing you've experienced during camp, and they talk about how Bartolo just chatters the whole time, you know, and you know, it's some of it's some funny stuff, but at the same time, it's a lot of nuggets. They get a sense of what it takes to prepare to be ready for every season. Obviously, Bartolo has done that as well as anybody, so he's already made his impact in that way.
I guess questionable for the WBC, he would throw for the Dominican Republic. What is the question? Just whether or not the loaded Dominican team needs him, or is it him concerned about where he's at?
I don't think he's necessarily concerned about where he's at. You know, there's probably a little bit of both in terms of, you know, how much is he needed. He was, you know, he wasn't there on the active roster there for the first round. And that, I think, you know, I think if there's when you get a little bit closer to the season, some of these veterans are just saying, hey, look, I want to put my focus on this team. Get used to working with, he is with a new team, so you're getting used to a new catcher, that kind of stuff. You know, I think it's more of sticking with his new teammates, getting used to a new catcher, and, you know, just not altering the schedule that he's used to.
From old to young, we'll go from Bartolo Colon, the 40-something, to Dansby Swanson, who homered in that game, backing up Colon, and Swanson taking Adam Wainwright deep. Wainwright wasn't great in that one, but is Swanson fitting right in, right where he left off in August and September?
Yeah, you know, it's really amazing. You think I spoke to him maybe last December 2015, a couple weeks after the trade. Didn't necessarily meet him until about a year ago. We got down here last February. I mean, as soon as you talked to him, you understood the how mature he was as compared to other kids in that situation. And I use that word kid because, you know, he still is very young. He's still a rookie status. But you see him walk around that clubhouse, despite the fact he's only got, 38 games under his belt at the big league level. You know, not only does he know he belongs, but, you know, the other guys around there treat him almost like a seasoned vet. Chipper Jones arrived here in camp today. It was fun seeing those two interact. You know, obviously there's some symbolism there with those two cornerstones sitting there talking to each other, but at the same time, you can kind of just tell how comfortable the conversation was going, where Chipper's, you know, offering some advice, and Dansby soaking it all in. He's certainly advanced from not only a maturity standpoint, but also from a baseball IQ.
At some point during the 2017 season, I'm sure we're going to see that middle infield of the future get on the field in Atlanta with Swanson and Ozzie Albies at second. Now, Albies obviously maybe would already be there if not for the fractured elbow back in September. He's finally getting approved to play. When are we going to see him in a game, Mark?
You know, I when I talked to him last week, he's aiming for the 7th. I asked him again this morning. He said he's still aiming there for that's Tuesday. So this upcoming Tuesday is when he's hoping. The Braves are saying, hey, look, it may be Tuesday, it may be Wednesday. We're not going to rush it. But I think that's going to, you know, there really isn't any reason to rush him at this point in time. You want him prepared for a season. He's still going to have 3 weeks as an offensive player That's plenty of time. I don't think you're ever going to see him. They're going to see him in Atlanta before June anyhow. And maybe not even that soon. You just have to allow him, you know, 20-year-old kid with that kind of talent. You're fortunate that you don't have a need to play him there at second base immediately. Allow him not only to come back from this injury, but to, you know, complete that development that he didn't get to experience last year when he went to the Triple-A level. He struggled a little bit. Let him go there and make that natural progression and then get up here. So, but the good thing is, you know, he's not mentally or physically, you know, affected, it doesn't seem like, by that by the fractured elbow.
Before him, before he gets a chance at second base, obviously Brandon Phillips is the guy right now, traded for recently. Is he fitting in nicely? I know we have some footage here at MLB.com, Mark, of him from photo day, which is always an interesting time because you have these guys up at 7 o'clock in the morning going through the line of photos. And he seemed to be having a great time with his teammates during that. And he's just seems like a fun-loving guy. Has he fit right in with this clubhouse?
He really has. You know, the guys love him. He seems to really love being here with the Braves. And, you know, he soaked in the opportunity to see Fred McGriff, Ryan Kleffer, some of his other childhood friends, childhood heroes, the guys he watched growing up there with the Braves, saw the same thing when Chipper came in this morning. So, you know, I think that, you know, given a choice, this is where I always wanted to be. And, you know, as soon as you say it, someone's going to say, well, then why didn't he accept the trade in November? Well, I think that, you know, there was some hesitance that he didn't know exactly how the Braves were going to look once the regular season was about to begin. As you come back to when the trade was ultimately made, he had, you know, obviously the scene was set that Rodriguez wasn't going to be in the picture for sure at that point in time. And I think that's why he accepted the trade. Yeah, but it has been a good fit so far.
All right, Mark, and before I let you go, one last thing. As we teased at the top, life on the road, we're talking to all the MLB.com writers about some fun stories, maybe one fun story from all your time traveling, because it's kind of started now going down to Florida, but then for the next 6-7 months, you're going to spend a lot of time in airports and in hotel rooms for sure in many ballparks around the country. So if you can think back on your time covering the Braves, is there one real fun story that stands out?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you think about all the places you've been. I mean, you know, you think about your favorite city, San Diego, Chicago. The one trip that just comes to mind, and I'm sure there's others that would make for a good story, but here's one. This was, let's see, this had to have been 2008. It was Glavin's last, and we were at Wrigley Field. It was going to be a trip from Chicago to Anaheim to Texas, three-city trip, and start off at Wrigley Field. And second day there, I thought, four-game series against the Cubs. Second day there, Jair Jurgens misses like the second-to-last step walking down out of the visiting clubhouse there and turns his ankle. Now obviously, that starts something. Jeff Bennett, the next night, asked to be removed from a game because his wife had to be taken to the hospital. And then that last game, what was essentially Glavin's last start. Now, he made one more, but that one was one where, you know, you kind of could tell he was going on the DL and he wasn't going to return until August. So there's just a lot going on there. So it's an afternoon game that last day. Dave O'Brien and I from the AJC, we go out to eat that night. We plan to go to the airport the next morning at 7. I said, okay, I'll meet you in front of my hotel 7. We get the cab. We get in the cab. We start heading up towards O'Hare, and all of a sudden our taxi gets in an accident. Well, we're going to be crunched to get this flight to L.A. We jump out of the cab, tell him to pop the trunk. We grab our luggage. We hail down one of those super shuttles, jump in the one of those, you know, big blue vans, jump in the super shuttle that stops. Amazingly, we waved him down on the interstate. And we go the extra the remaining 2 or 3 miles. Get to Anaheim, you know, you kind of get adjusted there in the hotel, go to the ballpark, and the Braves were taking BP that night. And Chipper fouls a ball off the side of the batting cage, comes back and hits him in the eye. And I'm just thinking, is there anything else that can go wrong during this road trip? So, there's just a lot of fun stories. And, you know, cap things off from that road trip, I believe JoJo Reyes actually won a game, you know, there in Anaheim. So that to throw that into the odd and amazing things that we experienced during that one road trip.
That's a whole bunch of stories in one. Great stuff, and great stuff as always, Mark. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.